Welcome to Return to Eden. Let me ask you a question. Would it surprise you to hear that most multivitamins, even those with all natural in bold letters on the label at your local store, are mostly comprised of synthetics? Today's guests have traveled down a path leading them both to a position where they are focused and passionate about the individual health of God's people and pursuing the purest supplementation and body care line ingredients imaginable. I'm Charisse Parton. This is Return to Eden. With me today in the Return to Eden studio is a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and product development manager for professional grade supplements and body care, Eden's Essentials. Welcome, Daniel Belt.
Thank you, Charisse. It's great to be here.
Also joining the conversation is a board certified holistic health practitioner, a professional fitness and nutrition specialist, COO of Skywatch TV, and author of several best-selling books, including internationally acclaimed book, Time Bomb. Welcome, Joe Horn.
Hi, Charisse.
Hey, welcome. So, Daniel, let me start with you. I feel like I'm a pretty conscientious shopper, and I like read all the labels.
Right.
And I steer clear of things that I can't pronounce or don't know what it is. So help me understand why labels in body care and supplements may mislead me.
The industry's been around for a long time, and you know, I'm certainly glad that you feel like you do the best you can, but even as Joe could certainly attest to as well, that even those who are really have been involved in this to some degree, it's a very complicated and dirty game. Supplements is one of the just dirtiest industries that there is. It's
really
usually motivated by, you know, profits and
sure,
things of that nature. And certainly personal care is even more dirty than that. And so that's essentially why we got into this, both through my own personal health journey and the struggles that I'd went through, and the same, I think probably all three of us, to a significant degree, navigated this kind of morass of marketing and things that are meant to uplift our health and our welfare, but wasn't maybe more directly representative of something that truly is clean, something that's based, especially in the premise that we believe is that things are created in a certain way, that God made things in a manner that's already conducive for us. And so we wanted to delve into really reaching into people's personal struggles and lives and delivering with them some tools that are clean, that we know that we verified ourselves and went through the process, that we selected the people that we do business with to be the most honest, the most also advanced people to bring into our wheelhouse so that we could provide and make these supplements. And I just want to clarify something really quickly.
Sure.
And because a lot of this is foreign to most common people. And it's unfortunate. They should have never had to navigate really what we're talking about. So I want to clarify a little bit about what I'm talking about when I'm talking about clean supplementation, clean personal care, a little bit more directly.
Right, because the statement begs the question, is there a dirty
series
of supplementation and personal care products, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course,
you and I have dug our way out of the cesspool. We know that the vast majority of all those industries are frighteningly dirty.
Yes. And it's been my supposition, my opinion for a long time, that it's almost better to do nothing than to do something that is poor. And that's the premise of medicine.
You mean not take a bad supplement to improve your health, as opposed to take one at a big box store that's $7 that actually ends up burdening the body.
Yes.
Because you can't absorb it. It's
It's
nutritionally void. What's on the label may not actually be in the bottle.
Right. Yeah.
So you could be swallowing everything from biosediments to dishonest ingredients, even synthetic vitamins.
Right.
Does this make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that when we say a dirty industry, we're not just talking about, you know, business guys in the back with suits making shady hand deals behind the cloak of shadows.
Like
that's part of it, right?
Literally, yeah.
But we're actually literally talking about the efficacy of what's inside the bottle. Are you getting what you're paying for? Is it helping you or is it hurting you? That's what we mean when we say a dirty industry.
Yeah.
And that's sad and confusing because as consumers, I think we've all gone into, you know, a major store and we look at something on the shelf and, oh, well, that, it says it's this and it says it's got that. And, you know, it's kind of misleading.
Or you even pay extra for organic labeled supplementation
personal care. And that's part of the reason we chose the partners that we did, because they go way above and beyond being NSF certified.
Right.
They have certified organic facilities, non-GMO facilities. And while these labels and these certifications provide a significant degree of protection in a lot of ways, keeping away from the dirtiest kinds of supplements that really can, as you were implying earlier, be a burden to the body as opposed to useful whenever the body can't identify these things as nutrients.
And when you talk about our partners, what he's referring to is our Eden's Essentials line of everything from personal care, shampoos,
yes,
nutritional supplementation, yeah, fermented mushrooms, things like that,
yeah,
to bolster the immune system, to restore vitality, our line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when we selected them, it's because they went much further than their contemporaries. And I went through so many companies, it took a long time, and really narrowed it down to only two that were even really cleanly at the level at which we were seeking,
right,
which shows how dirty the rest of the industry really is. And our partners even had to reject a lot of what was certified organic, literally certified organic materials.
So they reject things that they get as materials whatever?
Yes, because it does not meet their standard, because a certified organic provides a certain level of protection, but that's not total protection.
I gotcha.
And so it then becomes incumbent upon the business to take the extra steps necessary to create the cleanliness that we're seeking. And hopefully in what we've seeked to demonstrate and to just make that as clear as possible as to what that is, all the way from fermented mushrooms and vitamin D to our personal care line, which is body wash and shampoos and lotions and chapsticks.
Right. And a lot of people at home may be unfamiliar with this too, like shampoo. What difference does that make? But at Eden's Essentials, one of the things we focus on is total body health. So it's not just what you swallow. It's not just what you eat or ingest. It's also what you put on the largest organ of your body, your skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people that don't know this could do some basic research into this to discover that a lot of commercial brand shampoos and toothpastes are comprised in part of rendered animal byproducts, which is a whole other show we're not going to get into. Yes, you might be brushing your teeth with rendered animal byproducts, the same ones that they put in pet food industry to bulk up cat food, dog food, things like this.
Horrible.
But also things like phthalates, bisphenol A. These are xenoestrogens that confuse the body, so you absorb them through your skin. A lot of the shampoos that you buy at the big box stores, you could be tinkering with your thyroid every day and not even know that you're actually becoming slowly estrogen dominant because of what you're absorbing every day.
And there's a lot of class actions too now on shampoos because of carcinogens that are in, you know, their body care lines.
Well, think about all the lymph nodes in your mouth, your tonsils. Think about all that absorbable. You know, a lot of people that do recreational drugs, why do you think they drop certain things under the tongue for fast absorption?
Yeah.
Is this making sense?
Yeah.
When you have toothpastes that are laden with ingredients that are actually cancer-causing, and you're doing it every day, you might view yourself as someone who's healthy, totally unaware that you're poisoning yourself intravenously every day.
To piggyback a little bit on what you were saying earlier about the bisphenol A and the phthalates and things like that, and just so our audience understands and our people who are watching understand at home, is these things derange the endocrine system. And that's a vast network of things that control all kinds of aspects of the way we feel, the way that we actually think. Our body temperatures, it has a profound effect on a vast amount of different illnesses down the road. And they are, as you were saying, turning into class action lawsuits because this is actually provable by science. It's demonstrable, and which is why they get sued and they have to pay all these payouts, but they don't have to admit guilt. And so that's what we're really going at. We're going at these people and we're trying to educate, which is why we do shows like this, to let people know about how significant that is. And kind of the unwritten rule in personal care is you don't have to be perfect, but the unwritten rule is you shouldn't put on you what you wouldn't put in you. If you wouldn't eat it, you actually shouldn't put on your skin because it still goes into the body. You know, and so then the body has to, the liver and the kidneys, and they have to deal with all this baggage. And it comes with really serious repercussions. And
it does.
To kind of give just a broad statement on that is that aging, and this ties to aging, aging is not how long you've lived. It's not relative to time. It's how hard your body has to work. That's what aging is. And you see that in people who've really been through it, and you see it in their body and in their face. When you look at people that really struggle with, say, meth addiction or even cigarette addiction and things like this, and that's okay. You know, I mean, we're all human, but at the same time, it causes an aging in the organs, and then it becomes demonstrable in other ways. And so whenever we clean up these aspects of our lives, what it does is it takes the burden off our organs. That's going to keep us alive longer. It's going to keep us well longer. And I think that that's something we don't look at it. We look at it as, oh, that caused skin cancer or thyroid cancer. But we don't really look at it as overall burdening of the body and just maybe why aches and pains start to creep in down the road, and arthritis and inflammation and heart disease. And it really is tied to everything.
Daniel said something a little bit ago that I want to kind of unpack a little bit too. He said that our partners have to meet with our expectation as well, and they do a phenomenal job. Mm. They reject, and he didn't put a number. I want to tell the viewers at home and people here in the audience, they reject a 70% rate of product that is sent to them by organic farmers. Now, when we were there visiting just a year ago, we asked them, well, what do you do with all of this product? Where does it go? When you decline it and it goes back on the pallet and it goes back to the farmer that sent it to you, where does it go? And their answer was, and I quote, back onto market where other organic supplement manufacturers swoop it up at a low cost so they can put it in their bottles.
Well, see, that's what I was going to ask about organic supplements. What does that even mean to the consumer that walks into the store? Says it on the label.
There's a lot of label games happening.
Sure.
There's organic. There's certified organic. There's independently audited certified organic third party. Then there's USDA organic certified. And then there's products that pass themselves off as kosher. And they'll just put like hot button, big picture, like bullet points on the bottle, like gluten free on something that would not have gluten in it anyway.
Right.
But they know that the average shopper is going to go, I think that
that must mean that this is good for me,
right? It's gluten free eggs, which wouldn't have any wheat byproduct in it anyway, right? No, I'm serious.
That's so crazy.
There's so much. So your average lay person out there that just goes in, they will often look at price tiering and go, well, this one's a lot more money. Clearly, it's got to be better for me.
Ah.
And they want to make the investment of health, but they're being gamed. Or they're buying something where the vitamins are either synthetic or it's laden with things that, like, our manufacturers would reject. So the presence of pesticides, herbicides, biosediment. One of the stories that they told us, too, you remember the curcumin?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be curcuma longa root extract.
And that's turmeric.
Yeah, for those watching the show, you've heard of turmeric. And you've put together that some of your friends take it for inflammation. Well, they rejected, I kid you not, under the microscope, one of the farmers had sent them carrots that they had dyed.
Stop.
Yeah.
It was carrot byproduct that they had dyed orange. And because they had tons of it, they just shipped it off as organic turmeric. Well, imagine paying $70 for something anti-inflammatory because you've got a lot of chronic digestive issues, whatever, and then finding out that it worked really good last month, but not this month, but then really good, but then not quite as good. And what is this? Is this my body? Well, if you're not getting a consistent product, well, the label hasn't changed. If you're not getting a consistent product, you have no way of gauging whether your health is responding to something you're taking or if a protocol is failing you or if it's actually your body. Yeah, what have I done wrong? Yeah. I haven't changed anything. You need to be able to look at a product and look at the label,
the integrity,
and to get it from somebody whose efficacy is top-notch and who cares about what goes in your body. And our commitment at Eden's Essentials, and I'm not going to go into my big, long personal testimony. You can go back to the archives. Daniel and I both, for years, struggled with anomalous type autoimmune, digestive, chronic pain, nerve damage. And it was out of those ashes that put us on a mission to make sure that we could both locate secure products that we would help others also have contact with.
Right.
But our deal is, our standard is, if we won't take it, and believe me, we cannot tolerate inconsistency.
Yeah.
Our bodies are in a position where we're spending every plate we can to maintain and maximize health.
Right.
There's no margin to play games with labels or to get a synthetic vitamin to build up in our system and now drain the lymphatic system, or to build up in the armpits or manifest in a something like a tumor or a cyst. We just we don't have it.
Yeah.
So what we sell through Eden's Essentials has to be clean enough that we would take it ourselves. Is this making sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And it also has to be food. You know, like
whole food,
needs to be left in as much of its complete and original package as we can. Again, this is also tied to our faith as well, you know, because we really do believe that God made food in the manner in which it's meant for us. Food comes the way it comes because that's the way it's meant to be for human beings. And so I find this to be a very unifying thing that we can all agree that eating poison is bad. You know, so this is one of those areas that we should all be able to kind of come together and get upon that really uplifts our body. And plus, that is what uplifts our body, is fulfillment of our nature and the manner in which it was designed.
Yeah.
And so whenever we look at our fermented turmeric, and whether we're talking about our fermented mushrooms, or whether we're talking about our Eden C or some of these other products that we carry, those were all food-based at one time. There's no synthetics in anything that we carry, so it doesn't carry that same burdens. And that's part of the reason this is so difficult. And one of the reasons we chose who we work with again, because they're not just testing to make sure it's clean, like what you were saying with insecticides, herbicides, fungicides.
All of the sides.
All the subversive sides. They definitely address that end of it, but they also do profiling. So they look at it to make sure that the nutritional profile, the things that are it's required to have in the food is in there. And that actually means it has to be grown in that way too, which tells you a lot about the soil. And I won't burden us all with the nerd conversation on soil ecology and why it's everything and why the seeds are the most important thing. And because that is actually demonstrable in science, and I would also say that's demonstrable biblically. This is why they always talk about the seeds and where it all began.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's where we're talking about. We're committed to farmers, and we're committed empowering and lifting up through the rewarding their efforts. You know, because especially when I started in this, farmers would get buried by the industry. They would come in, and whether it's seed patenting to, you know, having these mega farms and how their stuff drift over into organic farms, and then the organic farm has to pay for it. They do all these really nasty subversive activities in order to break down the relationship between the soil, the farmer, and then the end product and end user, which is what we are and what that product does.
Right.
Yeah. And there's no actually protecting these things without doing the kind of business that we're talking about, because as long as we continue to reward these companies, like we vote with our money. I know we're empowered politically. The only thing they really understand and respect is our money. If you keep feeding the parasites, they keep growing.
That's right.
And so we have to stop feeding the parasites. It's no different than the body.
Yeah.
You know, if we have that, we stop feeding it and then we get better.
Right.
This really isn't different from that. And so when we take our money and we put it in these places where we know that we followed it through to its conclusion and we can look at those partners and what they're doing, then we are doing so much more than just not just lifting up our bodies personally as we try to navigate the very difficult modern health scene, but at the same time are rewarding the virtuous, which are those who knew before we did to do these things. And we're rewarding them for that effort. I think that's a vital aspect of changing this.
It's a necessary separation, in our view, from where we're at in terms of food and supplementation. When he's talking about voting with your wallet, what we're talking about is it's a necessary separation from the things, in our view, that we need to be eating from what we have been eating. And by that, I mean what is loaded at the grocery store because of over-farming. A lot of viewers at home may not know. What do you mean when you say over-farming or the total oversaturation of the soil?
Right.
Like we have depleted the way that we grow food by reusing the same croppable land over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then because the nutrition is gone. So let's say 30 years ago, I could get enough iron from my spinach to build good bone and enough calcium from my food to build a good neurological system and a network of nerves. And as I breathe and I'm building new capillaries in my lungs, I'm getting nutrition from food. Well, fast forward a couple of decades later, because of the fact that we've over-farmed the same soil over and over again and then used all these man-made artificial pesticides, herbicides to blow these vegetables up so that they look red.
Huge.
They look huge. Yeah. They look bountiful, but there's no food nutrition in them.
Right.
But you keep buying them.
Yeah.
Your body ends up not receiving anything, so that now when you eat 20 cans today of the same spinach, you get a little less nutritional value than you would have 30 years ago with the same brand or the same farmer farming the same spinach, if that makes any sense.
And that's why it's so imperative.
And to stay financially
supplements are so clean.
To stay financially viable, these farmers have had to shift with the times. But that's what he means when he says, you know, vote with your wallet. There is a growing coalition of legitimate families who want to create bountiful foods that then end up in some of these nutritional supplements like the ones at Eden's Essentials. But it's fewer and further between. And it is a growing movement because viewers like you that are totally keen to the game that's going on with our health today and have long since abandoned, who pioneered even before we got here, this movement, the farmers and stuff, they're coming around. But we have to keep supporting those movements.
Right.
Otherwise, all that's left are big box stores, big box store suppliers, and the farmers that feed everybody through those.
Yeah.
And there is no doubt in my mind why chronic disease. Daniel, you and I aren't that old, man. When I was a kid, I'd never even heard the word Crohn's.
Now
almost every classroom in the United States has child with Crohn's.
Yeah.
Or you hear it on commercials.
Or you hear it on commercials,
yeah.
Like children with type 2 diabetes at age 9.
Yeah.
I did. That was another one. I didn't even know the word when I was a little kid, right?
No,
and not because
exactly.
I was young and ignorant. Just,
no, it just didn't exist.
You look at the way we're eating and you wonder, it's not just portion size has gone way up. There's no nutrition in it anymore. There's only one path.
Yeah. And it's also what...
And it's chronic disease.
Yeah. And it also demonstrates, too, that why we have to do the work and we can't trust them to run it without extreme levels of oversight. Because it's just like what you were saying. When they have these fields and they spray it down and whatever, but let's say they don't, but they depleted it in the way you talk about. This is what allows organic gaming to go on because... It will be organic, meaning they didn't spray it with poison, and that's about the limit of what the levels of organic mean. Mm-hmm. It does not mean that they had to nourish the soil.
That's right.
And this is why when I was talking earlier about why them testing the nutritional profiles were so important, because it might be clean, but it may not be nourishing.
That's right.
If they don't restore the soil, because everything on Earth has to grow, die, and that death is actually what replenishes the soil, and without allowing those things to occur... That doesn't ever happen. And so they can make it clean, but they can't necessarily make it nourishing. And that's why we have to come together with multiple eyes, you know, coming at it from different directions. Okay, here's we're looking at cleanliness.
Right, here we're
looking at nourishment. And we have to look at all those things.
Our partners know that we're watching every move they make, not because we don't yes. trust them, but because partly we're fascinated by their process. But they also know that we're a presence, right?
Yes.
They're doing that with the people that are sending them product. Now they've been put on notice. Don't even send this to us if there's a game, if it's nutritionally void, or if it's not actually as advertised on the label. So at Eden's Essentials, Charisse, the point is, for viewers here, the point is Eden's Essentials is we've done absolutely everything we can, along with our partners, to ensure that what is on the label is as advertised.
Wow.
It is presented as a food-based nutrition so that your body can actually receive it and absorb it the way that God meant for our digestive pathways, our methylation pathways were meant to receive and absorb, store, convert nutrition, and that the profiles fit exactly as advertised on the bottle.
That's incredible. There's no games.
That's incredible. And then on top of all of that, free of the pesticides, the herbicides, the biosediments, glass.
Yeah. Unbelievable things.
Glass.
Sand.
People think you would never believe.
No. Yeah, so sand is a really prominent ingredient. Not intentionally, but it's just really difficult to clean it. Yeah, sand is something you find a lot in supplements.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I can say too, and again, it's a really evidenced by the work that we've put in, but also our partners. You know, like now we're developing our, you know, as we continue to develop, and they're formulating our ideas for supplements, and we're really trying to address this, and they're giving us really a broad latitude, and we're going to be bringing some very exciting protocols in the future, not just individual supplements, which we're doing now, and we provide a wide array of those, but we have some really exciting things coming down the pipe.
This week, we either just received or we're getting ready to receive our brand new Eden's Essentials Essential Oils line.
Yes.
Oh,
which has Charisse really excited, and
I love
my
that.
Wife's in the studio today. We have a lot of moms in the audience that are super excited about our oils.
Yeah,
so.
I know I am.
And if the men were smarter than I was a few years ago, they'd be excited about them too.
Right?
Hey, I've come a long ways.
Yeah, it's a process.
It's a process, that's right.
So, but yeah, we've got these essential oils that are coming.
That's great.
We're continuously expanding that line. But I'm really excited about some of the protocols that we may be able to go in a little bit more in depth. We've really beaten glyphosate to death, and for good reason, it deserves it. But really coming out with actually much more direct and concrete ways of maybe addressing some of the downstream issues that might come with that kind of thing.
Well, just a highlight reel of some of the products that we already offer, though. We have fermented beets for cardiovascular support. We have vision support.
Mm-hmm. Blood sugar.
Blood sugar.
Heart.
Digestive. Yeah. We have all of the ones. And then also our fermented turmeric with ginger. Anti-inflammatory for people that are dealing with autoimmune conditions or maybe digestive disorders. We started out with the fundamentals, and over the last year, it's exploded.
It was one of our first products, but our Eden's Mushrooms is amazing. Every person pretty much within the family here takes it. And the data continuously streams out about the individual mushrooms that are in that product that is so amazing in regards to immunity,
That's
autoimmunity,
awesome.
cognitive health, blood sugar, literally almost every issue that we really struggle with. And it is at the height of its nutritional value. It is certified organic, is non-GMO, and that fermentation makes it probiotic, postbiotic, and prebiotic. And I really think, even though we've already had it for a while now, it's going to continue to be the flagship for so much of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we're expanding on those particular ideas as well.
Right. So did you guys learn anything today from these guys on panel? Yes. Yeah, wasn't it good? It was very good. I'm so glad that you guys were here. I'm Charisse Parton. Thank you for spending part of your day with me. Eat better, feel better, live better. We'll learn more together next time on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now. Trouble with digestion, diabetes, chronic fatigue, hormone imbalances, depression, autoimmune disease, and more. The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of vitally important nutrition. It is well established that the food we eat today has but just a fraction of the nutrition it once carried. Over the last 6 decades, there has been an alarming fall in nutrient density across the board, from fruits and vegetables to meat, dairy and eggs, due to soil depletion and intensive agricultural growing and harvesting methods. This means that less and less key nutrients like riboflavin, thiamine, niacin, fiber, copper, vitamin E, and phosphorus, just to name a few, are present in what we eat. What's worse, almost all of our food is laden with poisonous herbicides, pesticides, and antibiotics, which destroy our body's microbiome, the health of our digestive tracts, where 80% of our immune system resides. In short, it means that we're not being nourished properly. And when you add the constant exposures to toxic chemicals we were never meant to ingest, our bodies are destined for the rise of disease and dysfunction. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? At Eden's Essentials, we provide the absolute best and cleanest nutrient-dense whole food supplements and personal care products on the market, derived directly from non-genetically modified foods grown from clean soil, free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest quality nutrition possible. So what is the Eden's Essentials difference? Well, many supplements on the market are packaged, labeled, and presented as healthy or even organic. But under the microscope, the ingredients may tell a different story. From expensive products being nutritionally void of what is advertised on the label, or using synthetic vitamins that our bodies struggle to absorb, to containing the same pesticides and herbicides we've already mentioned being used on foods, it's difficult to know what products are actually safe or as advertised. At Eden's Essentials, our products undergo a series of the most complete and rigorous raw material tests in the industry to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality bioabsorbable nutrition possible. We take pride in offering the most nutritionally dense supplements and the purest personal hygiene products available today. Our desire is to help serve the needs of everyday people so that they can achieve the highest degree of health possible. You can nourish your body like never before. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. Experience for yourself the Eden's Essentials difference and join the Eden's family. Visit edensessentials.com today.